Praise the Lord. It is time to begin our service this evening. If you would prepare yourself to go to prayer tonight, there may or may not be anyone else join us, but the Lord said, and this is not an excuse for us for a no more attitude, but he did say this. He said, where two or more of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So he would be no more present if there was 1,000 people in this room, which we couldn't get in this room. You understand what I'm saying, though. He would be no more present with 1,000 than he will the 2 or 3, as long as one thing is very, very clear, that we have come together in his great name. Coming together to pray doesn't have the draw as coming to a healing campaign or to some great prophecy meeting or some great convention. Just coming together to simply pray doesn't draw people. They don't see what we need to see in prayer. Can you say, man, this is the most important thing we can do for God and that God can do through us is intercessory prayer. Without it, the things of God wouldn't be happening on this earth. Amen. It just wouldn't be taking place. Someone said that God will do nothing but in answer to prayer. That's why he moves people to pray, so that his purposes and his will can be done. I don't understand the total mystery of that. I've heard people try to explain it. They talk about our authority, but God is way bigger than we are, and he's a sovereign God. But he has designed his ways of dealing with mankind, and particularly with fallen man. He's designed that there be intercession offered. I look for a man who would stand in the, among them, among people just like you and me. Amen. He wasn't looking for some special person with some special anointing, but he looked for a man, any man among the children of men, amen, that would stand in the gap, someone that was a covenant person that could stand in the gap that was authorized and make up the hedge. He said, when I didn't find one, I brought judgment. I brought judgment. But his initial will was to honor the intercession of someone who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And I'm going to go so far to say tonight, you may or may not, you may know your mama may have prayed for you, your daddy, a friend or an aunt or an uncle, but it may be some preacher on the far side of town across the tracks that you never met and won't meet till you get to heaven that prayed for your city, your community. Can you say, amen? But somebody prayed you into the kingdom of God. And I have an amen tonight. Somebody, amen. You say, well, nobody prayed for me. Yeah, they did. Jesus prayed for you on the cross. Amen. Can you say amen? And for me, hallelujah. Father, forgive them, not just them on that day, but them from that day forward. Praise God, for they know not what they do. He was the first and greatest and most wonderful intercessor of all, and he didn't quit interceding on the cross. He ever lives to do one specific thing that is crucial to our victory. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Can you say, Matt? That's why he's able to save us to the uttermost. You can't get anointed enough that you don't need his intercession. You can't get spiritual enough that you don't need his intercession. You can't get godly enough that you don't need his intercession. Can you say, Amen? You're standing because he is interceding for you tonight. Amen. And see, you thought it was all your faith after a while. No, it wasn't. It was your God's faithfulness. Always has been, always will be. Can you say, amen? Was grace that brought us safe thus far. And it's grace that's going to lead us home. Hallelujah. Brother Taylor, would you come? Let's pray again tonight. I appreciate a fellow minister here in our midst. I'm glad that Brother Taylor and his dear wife are with us. Are you glad they're here with us?
Amen.
I'm glad they're here with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to see your daughter this morning and that fisherman guy. Praise God. He said he'd never go to one of them kind, and there he was this morning. Praise God. No. He come this morning. He looked pretty scared, but amen. Maybe he understood that we're just everyday people with a great big heart of love for the Lord and for one another. And we didn't scare him too bad, I hope, today. He's a big guy. He can handle us. Praise God. Amen. God is so good and gracious. And we pray that holy seed is planted in hearts. Tonight, just a little while, we're going to see some videos. You know, I can't really talk about revival too much without showing you what it looks like. I can't talk about the power of God too much without visually challenging people to understand. You know, you can drift away to where we don't miss what God wants us to be seeing consistently in our lives. And that's His power and His presence demonstrated and displayed. I don't know about you, but can't no choir sing good enough to take the place of the presence of God in my life? How about you? Amen. I don't go to church just to be entertained. I go to church to enter in to the presence of God. And God comes to church to manifest Himself. I mean, no, He don't just come to stand in the shadows. Remember that song? I can't hardly sing it. It's a beautiful little song. Amen. Standing somewhere in the shadows. We don't know where in the heck He is. Can I say heck in church? Amen. Because church has become so dry and so, you know, we don't know where He is, but He's around here somewhere. And one thing for sure, He ain't manifesting Himself, because He's way back somewhere in the shadows. Somewhere in the shadows you'll find Jesus. No, He's never been in the shadows. Praise God. Now that He's glorified, there ain't no shadows around Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's pure white light. I'm telling you, listen to me very carefully tonight. We're going to be challenged and challenged and challenged so that we stir ourselves up to lay hold on the living God and say, Lord, come down and do it again. Can you say amen? God's doing it around the world. He's touching around the world. And I'm so excited about what is going to happen here and in my life and my ministry. I feel like God is stirring me up and setting me aflame all over again. Yeah. Praise God. And I don't know what He's going to do with me. Praise the Lord. But whatever He wants to do, I just want to be aflame enough for Him to use it and do it. Praise God. Amen. Well, having said that, we're going to go to prayer tonight, and we're going to intercede in just a little while after we're challenged to stir ourselves up and lay hold on Him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You again tonight, Lord God, that You've been so good to us, Lord. You've blessed us, Father, today all day. And we've come back tonight, Lord, to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Father, have Your way in us, Lord. Forgive us for all our sins and errors and transgressions and wrongdoings. Restore us unto Thee, Lord God. La sede lo mendo lo comenda. God, move by Thy Spirit tonight, Lord God. We come to yield our vessels to Thee, Lord. Just have Your way, Lord. Let Your perfect will be done in this service, Lord God. Lord, take control of this service, God. Take control of each one of us, Lord God. Set us on fire for You, Lord God, to walk worthy of Thee, Lord God. We're living in the end time, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Give us, revive us. Revive us again, Lord God. Stir our souls. Stir our minds. Stir our hearts, Lord God. Help us to continue in the word that we be Your disciples indeed, Lord God. Walking close to Thee, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God. Move in this service tonight, Lord God. As we reach out to You by faith, Lord God. We're reaching out to You, Lord God. Touch and deliver, Lord God. Halala, undola, mikita. Pray for this neighborhood, Lord God. Bless each one in the neighborhood, Lord. We draw them by Thy Spirit, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God. Baptize with the Holy Ghost and let Your divine will be done, Father. Thank You for victory in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This has already begun. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to move toward intercession tonight, and we're going to begin in just a moment with a song from England, a call and a cry for revival in the United Kingdom, and from that song, we're going to just see about three minute clips from the way God is moving to perform His word and confirm His word with power. I'm a stickler for a particular scripture that says this word, this gospel did not come in word only. And the reason I am is because we're so good at preaching today. Many ministers, many whole denominations do not feel that we need the power of God to attend the gospel because we have the Bible. Well, the Bible describes a God who moves, who hears, who answers, who's not like the gods that are man-made. God himself calls the idols of this world that man has made to worship. Gods that have eyes that see not, ears that hear not, and hands that reach not. But we have a God who said his eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. And he said, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Can you say amen? We have a God that manifests himself. And the gospel was never to be preached without attending power. Never. Go and preach the gospel and do what? And just believe that you're so good at it, so eloquent, so whatever, that they'll just take your word for it. No, go and preach the gospel and heal the sick and cast out devils. And, you know, that. No, there's no place that ever stops. Somebody said that, and I usually cough when I say it because I've heard it so much down through the years. When the last apostle died, we don't need miracles, we've got the book. Well, he anointed another 70. Amen. And sent them out. And they came back rejoicing that demons were subject unto them. They went out and did the works of God. Amen. And if we're going to get by without it, then we're going to play church. We're going to go through the motions. Amen. The Christian religion is threatened today to become just one of many world religions that doesn't stand out. Except we claim, we got a book called the Bible. We claim it to be the inerrant, anointed word of God. Guess what? Amen. The Muslims have a book called the Quran. Amen. They've got a book. Everybody's got a book. The Mormons have got a book called the Book of Mormon. And they claim it's inspired. What separates Christianity? Oh, Jesus is risen. How are you going to prove that to those other people that don't believe that? You're going to prove it by taking a pilgrimage, amen, to Israel to show them a tomb that may or may not be Jesus' tomb? That's not how they did it even in the first century. With great power gave the... Everybody say great power tonight. Great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus. This gospel didn't come in word only. But it came in power. It came in the Holy Ghost and it came in much assurance. And God is pouring out his spirit around, literally around the world. The particular move of God that we're going to see in a few moments is there's a young man that came here when he was 12 years old from Argentina. And he came and went to Baylor University and graduated with high honors from Baylor University. And was passed all the pre-med stuff. I mean, he was set to become a doctor here in America, and God had another plan for him. And what I love about his particular ministry is he don't push anybody down. He don't try to make anything happen. He just preaches the straightforward gospel of Jesus Christ, Christ and him crucified. But God honors that message from a pure heart, amen, by touching people in a direct and distinct way to heal and to deliver and to set free. Can you say amen? And I realize this is the remnant crowd that's here tonight. I hesitate to call you a crowd. May I call you a group? Can you say amen? But I'm telling you something. We're here for a purpose. Amen. We're here for a purpose. We're here to intercede. We're here to pray. We're here to stir ourselves up to lay hold on God. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied. I want to see more of the manifest power and presence of God to heal, deliver, set free, so that I can see more people ushered into the kingdom of God. Two scriptures we've been claiming. We'll keep claiming them. Amen. Isaiah 64 and verse 1 through verse 7. And I'm going to just read verse 1. Amen. It simply says, amen, O Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down on the mountains and cause the mountains to melt at thy presence and cause them to flow down into the waters and cause the waters to boil. Can you say, man? Verse 7 says, and no man stirs himself up to lay hold on thee. There was a reason God wasn't manifesting himself, and it wasn't because of some dispensational situation or because he didn't want to do it. It's because people were satisfied with their worship system without God showing up. Can you say, man? And guess what Jesus found when he came? All those years later from the book of Isaiah, amen, over 600 years later, guess what he found? People satisfied with their religious structure and system, amen, and no presence of God, no manifestation of God, no love of God. Can you say amen? But there was an active, functioning worship service going on in the temple, but no presence of God. Can you say, man? It had been 400 years since God had manifested himself and since they had heard the word of God. No wonder they were glad when Jesus showed up with an anointing to set the captive free. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. So when the gospel was threatened, they said, Lord, stretch forth your hand to do what? To heal. Everybody say to heal. The primary sign, amen, that this gospel is true, that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is risen from the dead, is healing. And then deliverance comes secondary to that. Praise God. Stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Praise God. Well, God is moving across the lands where hungry hearts are. God is pouring out his spirit. And I just want to begin this by going to a foreign land, all the way over to Ruthland. Ruth is totally Americanized. She's got a slight British accent and just a little bit of attitude. Just a little, not much. Amen. But we can tell she's from Great Britain. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's worship together with this and see if this song doesn't set a tone for revival.
Over this land, a deep damage in the people. But pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. God has stretched out to heal us. This I know. This I know. Hear the word of the Lord, England. England, England, England. Hear the word of the Lord, Scotland. Scotland, Scotland, Scotland. Hear the word of the Lord, Ireland. Ireland, Ireland, Ireland. Hear the word of the Lord, Cymru.
Just one touch from the King. How many remember when he touched you? What a God encounter was like. What a life-changing thing that was. Amen. Well, God is touching. The King is touching in Seoul, Korea. Praise God. Amen. Everybody say Seoul, Korea. Amen. They're downloading our messages in Seoul, Korea. God is touching them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You have to be crucified on the cross.
Love broke you into flesh. Never back us down on
His body had to be broken. His blood has to be shed. For Him to simply say five words to you. Your sins are forgiven you.
God is moving in Seoul, Korea. Hallelujah. Everybody say, God is moving in Seoul, Korea. You know why he's moving? Because they're hungry and they're thirsty. Can you say amen? And they have his promise. You can see the empty chairs tonight. You can see why we don't see that. Can you say amen? Is it very clear to you why we don't see that in America? Why don't we see that in America? Pastor that I meet with said last Sunday night, he was the only one there. It got 15 minutes past church time. He was walking, locking the church door and walking to his car. Because no one came to pray. No one came to intercede. No one came back to worship. And he said, I was halfway to my car, and one car with five people, three children and a mom and dad, drove up. And I asked them, do you want to have church? And they said, we're sorry we're late, but yes, we do. And he went back and opened the door and walked to the pulpit. And he said, one more family came, and together they worshiped God. Can you say amen? Oh, if we would get hungry, if we would stir ourselves up to lay hold on him, if we would begin to understand God wants to manifest himself, but he'll only do it where there are hungry hearts. And there's so many hearts that are not hungry anymore. Even in big churches that are full, that are not crying out for a move of God. Amen. In Honduras, young people, I'm talking about young folks, are hungry for God down in Honduras. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's making me want to see revival. How about you? Praise God. Do you miss that? Do you miss him? Do you miss God showing up and touching hearts and lives? Praise God.
El Señor va a levantar una generación entera que esté dispuesta a ir hasta el Jordán, que esté dispuesta a ir hasta más allá con el Señor y decirle, Señor, yo quiero ver lo que tú ves, yo quiero sentir lo que tú sientes, porque yo quiero la unción de tu Espíritu Santo. Él quiere ser el amor de tu vida. Él quiere una relación íntima contigo. Él quiere que tú le abras tu corazón. Él quiere abrazarte. Él quiere pasar tiempo contigo. Él quiere que te apasiones por Él. Él quiere que tú vivas una vida enamorada de Él. Y va a ser esto, solamente esto, lo que te va a mantener fiel hasta el final. Maravilloso que tener un encuentro con Dios, que tener un encuentro personal con Jesús.
Jesucristo.
Hallelujah. God is moving in Honduras because they are hungry for the living God. Can you say amen? God is moving. Listen, we don't need video machines to draw youth in if they get hungry for God. We need to pray they get hungry for God. Amen. I'm not against drawing them in, but if they don't ever get hungry for God, all they'll come is to play, never to pray. Can you say amen? But God can touch young people today. He wants to touch them today. We're here to intercede that He will, in fact, touch them today. Can you say amen? God is not only moving in Honduras and in South Korea, Seoul, Korea. God's moving in Pakistan, in an Islamic country, deeply Islamic. God is moving in Pakistan. Hallelujah. It makes no difference to God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many believe an encounter with the living God is the answer to Islam, to show them that Jesus is the way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See Jesus. If you make a decision to turn away from your sins, and you place your faith in the Son of God, you believe that He is the one who took upon Himself your sins on the cross, you receive His forgiveness as a free gift from God to you. In that moment, God, with wide open arms, He welcomes you into His family. And He calls you His daughter. And He calls you His son.
They were both possessed by the evil spirits and felt that something had left their bodies.
Before you do not see with that eye?
Yeah.
Okay, now cover that eye.
So here you want
and look at my hand. Can you see my hand? Can you see how many fingers?
5 fingers.
Now?
3.
Now?
2.
He felt heat in the eyes. Now he has read the word of God without glasses.
Spinal cord, a lot of problems, he couldn't move the hand. And he checked that there was no pain at all. After how to talk.
Hallelujah.
He's healed since yesterday of the tumor.
Yes.
And there's no more.
No.
Finished.
Jesus Christ was crucified.
Is it the red upper? Yes, you see, must rule, hold ya.
He was sacrificed.
That was good, my hold ya.
That you and
I. That is half of man. How has that happened? For 4 years, asthmatic, pain in the stomach.
God has healed him, and today he spoke in other tongues.
He had the right side paralyzed.
Yes, right side paralyzed. But now he's healed completely.
No more pain.
He has seen Jesus Christ coming down on the stage. And no asthma, and she can breathe well.
We're going to baptize you in water for repentance. But at the same time, Jesus Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
In the whole of Pakistan, Jesus Christ is Lord!
And God is moving in Bogota, Colombia, the drug capital of the world. But God is moving. Where sin doth abound, His grace does much more abound. Does this make you hungry? Do you want God to rend the heavens and come down? Would you like Him to show up on Sunday? Can you say, man, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in Him tonight. He's no respecter of persons. But we need these chairs filled with hungry hearts tonight. And our hearts need to be hungry for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Va a mostrar su gloria. Cuando tú pones tus ojos en Jesús, no en un hombre, no en un pastor, no en una imagen, no en una religión, cuando tú los pones en Jesús, Él crea en ti. La fe para que tú puedas creerlo como sobrenatural.
Tengo cáncer en el seno, lo tenía. Y el tumor está alrededor y estaba duro, duro. Y lo toqué y desapareció.
Hace 15 años, ciego totalmente, no veía sino sombras. Hoy ve los colores normalmente.
Y hoy el espíritu de muerte me soltó.
¿Ya ves bien?
Sí.
¿Sentiste algo en los ojos?
Toda la gloria y toda la honra para Dios porque me sanó.
Me sana de mis huesos, de mis brazos, de mi columna.
Él me ha sanado mis rodillas.
Yo me sanó en este momento el oído que tenía hace 20 años en el que estoy viviendo. Jesús, me ama.
Jesucristo es el Señor.
I'm glad a young man from Argentina didn't decide to just be a medical doctor and make money. I'm glad he responded to a call of God to go to nations of the world and tell them about Jesus. Can you say amen? Do you want to just listen to a choir sing? Do you want emotionalism? Do you want to feel something in a service and never see God move? Amen. Do you want to see the living God move? Can you say, man, if you do come forward, let's intercede for it right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you satisfied with titles? I'm not satisfied to be called a pastor without God moving in my life and through my life. I'm not satisfied with titles. I'm not satisfied with a legacy of preaching all of these years. I want to see God move more now than I've ever wanted Him to see Him move in all of my life. I'm not satisfied with empty seats. I'm not satisfied with our children with no heart for God. Are you satisfied with your children with no heart for God? I'm not satisfied that my children have absolutely no heart for God at all. I'm not satisfied with people here with no heart for worship. I'm not satisfied with people in this church with no heart for the word. I'm not satisfied with people here with no heart to intercede, no heart for prayer. I'm not satisfied to watch families backslide and fall away from God while claiming to be committed. Can you say, man, how many know that's a lie and it's not the truth? You lose your heart for God's house, you're not committed. You lose your heart for God's worship, you're not committed. You lose your heart for God's word, we're not committed. Can you say, man, commitment doesn't look like that. Commitment doesn't act like that. Amen. We don't love Jesus like we say we do, or we'd love his house, we'd love his word, we'd love his worship, and we'd love his people. Can you say, man? Prayer wouldn't be a job, it would be a joy to enter into the presence of the God that we love. Can you say, man? I'm not just talking about here, but in our personal life. There's time for everything that we love. Everything you love, you have time for. Listen, not one thing that you love do you ever say, I would love to do that, but I don't have time. There ain't a fisherman that don't find time to fish. There's not a yard sale a person that don't find time if they have to get up early to go to the yard sale. There's not a sports fan that doesn't find time and money. Can you say, man, to go to the games? Can you say, man? Listen to me. If we want God, we're going to find time for him. Hallelujah. If we really want God, we're going to make time for him. Amen. If we really fall in love with Jesus, we're going to find the energy to seek him. Can you say amen? Glory to God, for love produces energy and enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. I want to see God move here in America like that. I want to see God move here in this church like that. I want to have God encounters in my personal life and not just go through the motions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come together tonight to stir ourselves up to lay hold on you. Lord, we have reduced revival to a name evangelist coming and selling his tapes and hawking her wares and standing in their vainglory on a platform without an encounter with the living God. We become celebrity worshipers instead of God worshipers. Oopa, and we're satisfied to see a celebrity preacher on a platform without an encounter with God that changes our life, that touches our families, that heals our bodies, that delivers our souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you tonight. We're desperate for you tonight. We're hungry for you tonight. We want our children saved tonight. We want to see in America what you're doing in Colombia. We want to see in America what you're doing in Korea. We want to see in America. Our steeples aren't tall enough. Our churches aren't big enough. Our pastors aren't good enough to take your place, oh God. We're sick in body. We're sick in our souls. And we serve a living God. Lord, you said you look for somebody. You look for somebody to stand in the gap. You look for somebody to make up the hedge. Behold us tonight. Look upon us tonight. Your eyes search to and fro throughout this whole earth, around the world, to show yourself strong. To show yourself strong. To show yourself strong. Hallelujah. You're looking for somebody that will stir them up to lay hold on you. Hallelujah, Lord. Stop right here. Let your eyes stop right here. Let your eyes stop right here and behold us tonight. Mekala, we came in here tired. We came in here wore out. We came in here wore down. And Lord, we need refreshing from your hand tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can rest these bodies tomorrow, but not tonight. We can send them out to work tomorrow, but not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight. Shalabakosanda de Basilia. Hallelujah. We make these bodies go to work. We take these bodies to sports events. We take these bodies to anywhere we deem important. We buy the gas to drive the miles. We pay the dues. We pay the price for our entertainment. Halabakosha, we find the money. We make the time, Brother Taylor. We have the energy. We find the money, make the time, and have the energy for everything that we love. Oh, that we would love God enough. Oh, that we would love Christ enough. To find the money, the time, and the energy for His work, His house. Think of the hours on our feet in the malls. We don't even have to push our bodies. They love it. Hallelujah. What do we have to push our bodies for? That it has no interest in. Prayer. The worship of God. The word of God. The love of God to others. Lord, we just don't want to go through the motions anymore. We just don't want to do without you any longer. I'm anointed to preach, but I don't want to preach without you. What good would it do if I preach with everything that's with me and you don't manifest yourself? What good will it do? No one will be touched. No one will be changed. No one will be saved. And the backslider will still backslide without revival. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. If I didn't believe that God could and would send revival, I wouldn't stay here. I wouldn't stay another minute. It's heartbreaking to watch people stay home. It's heartbreaking to see them not care about God's word, God's house, and God's servants and God's service. God isn't happy about that. How can I be happy about it? How can I just suck it up and preach like nothing's wrong? And preach like nothing's wrong, Brother Taylor. Stay out of God's house, but it's okay. Spend your money on everything but God's work. It's just fine. Why don't we just cancel Sunday night? Why don't we just cut this thing down to give us more time to play and less time to pray? Why don't we shut this door? Why don't we lock her down? What's the point if nobody really cares? Shalama, what's the point? Somebody tell me. I'd like to know what we're doing it for if we can't love God. What are we doing it for? It's got to be this. It wasn't the service this morning because nobody came to Christ. And many didn't even come to church. That name is name. So it can't be what happened this morning. That's not what it's for. Because nothing happened this morning. It has to be this. It has to be this right here and right now. Moshalabadin de debaba. Salabakola. When you walked in here, you walked in tired and wore out. You probably didn't sense the significance of what we were about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were about to stand in the gap. We were about to make up a hedge. Shalabariyandarabakita. Halabasholaba. Salabariyandaraba. Hanna, I pray you stir those cold hearts tonight. I pray you stir those stony hearts tonight. I pray you visit people tonight. Hallelujah. Olabakasa, break through all of their busyness. Break through all of their distractions. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus. Stir this community that's lost, damned, and dying. The majority of them don't know you tonight. And don't want to know you. Oh God, stir them tonight. Hallelujah. Rend the heavens and come down here in Tampa. Come down here in Tampa. Come down here in Tampa. Come down, come down, come down, come down, come down, come down. When I came to the Holy Church of God, you came down. You saved souls. Kids came to the altar and wept and cried before you. Hallelujah. Your spirit went back and got them and drew them. Oh God, we need you to do that again. We need you to do that again. We must have you do that again. Hallelujah. Shalabadianda. They're not attracted to the cross. You must touch them. You must open their eyes. You must draw them. We cannot. Only you can do it. We're so dependent on you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I can't preach good enough. I can't preach good enough. There's nothing I can say to take the place of what only you can do. Move again. We're desperate for you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Shelabarosh shalabariata. Selabariketana. Salabarosh shalabarite. Salabakos salamarianda. Nendarabosataya. Hallelujah. 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 Glorify him tonight. Glorify him. Thank him and glorify him. Hallelujah. Samson lost his strength. He lost his eyeballs. The name of God was spoken of despairingly because of Samson's sin and compromise. But Samson said, strengthen me one more time. The difference between us and Samson tonight is he did it for the wrong reason. He didn't do it to bring honor to the name that he had brought reproach on. He didn't say, Lord, strengthen me so I can bring honor to your name. He said, strengthen me so that I can avenge my two eyes. Give me power, your divine power back, so that I can crush my enemies that hurt me so bad. What he didn't realize was he prayed wrong. God did not strengthen him to avenge his two eyes. God strengthened him to bring the honor back to his mighty name. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And that's why he died with the very enemies. The same pillars that fell on them fell on him. I don't want this for me. I don't want it as a success symbol to tidy up my ministry so people won't say, look at his little church. No, I don't want it for that. I want it to bring honor and glory to my King and my Master and my Lord. Can you say amen? I couldn't preach another Sunday if I didn't believe in what we're doing here tonight. Hallelujah. But Brother Taylor, I believe this is going to make a difference. Hallelujah. And if it don't make a difference to those that don't want to be here, maybe it'll make a difference to those that haven't heard the gospel, that want to hear the gospel, that need the gospel, that appreciate the gospel. The last shall be first. And the first shall be last, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Lord, if your own people won't come to church, send this community in to get saved. Give them the burning first love so that they will be soul winners and reach other people with their passion for you. Hallelujah. 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 There's a church on the corner, but you can't do in that church what you can do in this one because they won't let you. They don't want to hear tongues in it, and they don't want God to move like we're asking you to move in it. Praise God, we want you here, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalabarote tarabasata. Halababri pabahosata. Shalabakosata rabasa. Selabatia. Nenda da bosata. Kelabasitianda da bobaba. Nanda da bakosata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a false cult on this property across from us. Lord, but you sent us here. You sent us here too. Hallelujah. They're not the only ones here. We're here too. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we pray, hallelujah, we pray that you pour out your spirit, that you move by your spirit. Halabakusala, selabaro shalamamama, selabadi tataramusataya, kolabohusata. Lord, anoint this place, anoint this property. Lord, I want it to happen when they step out of their car, not when they come in this building, but when they step out of their car. This land is yours. This place is yours. This ceiling is yours. The floor is yours. Our bodies are yours. Shilava kosara selamanite salavarionde devo salava salavaite kosholabarianda moshalaba selavarite tada salava kosata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shilava roshalababa selavakite tada salamana salavako salavarianda devo sata sekanyando devo sataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're standing in the gap. We're making up the hedge. Hallelujah. We're standing in the gap. We are making up the hedge. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. We've stirred ourselves up to lay hold on God. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor, how long are we going to do this? My Bible said, seek him till he come. Hallelujah. And rain righteousness on us. Can you say, man, that means till every sin is purged of omission and commission. Can you say, man, until we that are standing here, Brother Taylor, that are hungry for righteousness, till we're thoroughly right with God. You know what's going to happen when we are thoroughly right with God? The effectual, fervent prayer of that kind of man or woman availeth much. It's not just a matter of faith. It's a matter of righteousness. Can you say, man? Shalabokosatara, selabadiondenabasala. Purge us, oh God. Purge us. Shalabokuso do yonder the bo. Salabakita daba city under the bar. Meshalamanyanda. Neshalabakurota. Salabakite. Hallelujah. 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 Shalabukul bobohosanda. Salabakila bahosote. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shalabadas, salabekia, solabofosa, salabahi. I feel something tonight. In all the years we've been having church in this building, I haven't sensed what I feel here tonight. Hallelujah. Kolabasa salabadite, salabokosela, nenda da basilianda da basata. Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. I want to do these things more than my people want it done. They cry unto me for their personal deliverance. They cry unto me for help in the day of trouble. But they do not cry unto me for righteousness. And how shall I deliver the unrighteous, saith the Lord, who will not bow before me and who already go a-whoring from me, that embrace the world? What shall they do when only I can deliver? And to whom will they turn? You can't just call Sister Ruth. You can't just call Pastor Venable. We got to be able to be on talking terms with God. Can you say amen? And if you search the scriptures, you're going to find it's way more than a faith issue. You can't just confess it and make it so. It's a matter of the heart. Shalabaku. Meshalaba, before it's a matter of faith. Shalabaki salama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, cleanse our hearts tonight that we may pray effectively. Cleanse our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Make us pure and holy before you. Dear God, come upon us. Shalabashilamo salabai. I hear, rend your hearts and not your garments. Shelabasika, salabasola, salabarite tarabosataya. I don't know about you, but there's room in my heart for cleansing. There's room in my heart for purging. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's intercession now. That's intercession. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. This is not because I'm tired or discouraged. This is because God has stirred me. And I just can't go on without crying out for Him to rend the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. But I believe God listens to those kind of prayers from righteous men and women that are more hungry for righteousness than we are healing. The good news is if we get hungry for righteousness, He said, seek the kingdom and His righteousness and everything else you need will be given to you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, I want you to put that last song on again. Get ready to go. The first one we played. I want to leave here with that song in their heart. I don't want God to move in the UK, in Ireland, and England, and Scotland, and not move here in America. Can you say amen? I've been to some pretty big churches and conferences in my life. I'm going to tell you something. If God don't show up, there ain't no preacher, no superstar preacher. that can stir me and move me. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many have ever met the living God? There's no one like him, is there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this song before we go home. I want to thank you for coming tonight. These are pivotal, crucial services that we're in. God has found intercessors here tonight. Praise the Lord. Bring